fixed. It doesn't need to be here. Number 3, Dylan Thomas. Day 7, catching number 24, Chad Wallace. Having a right center field this evening, number 10, Matthew Reese, Sierra. And day 9, the shortstop, number 2, Jake Haywood. And pitching for the Bees tonight, currently warming up, as the bullpen of right field line. For the right-hander, number 27, Jansen Jones.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers host the Salt Lake Bees. It is game 4 of a 6-game series, and it is just a beautiful evening here in Tacoma. Great weather today, sunny at 75 degrees as the Rainiers host the Los Angeles Angels AAA club, the Salt Lake Bees. Starting pitchers tonight for Tacoma, Daniel Ponce de Leon takes the hill. He is 4-6 with a 7.23 ERA. He'll be opposed by Salt Lake right-hander Jansen Junk, who's actually a local. He's from Federal Way and a product of Decatur High School and Seattle University. And he has gone back and forth this year between the AAA Salt Lake Bees and the Major League Angels. With Salt Lake in 7 starts, he's 0-2 with a 5.08 ERA. So Jansen Junk is on the mound for Salt Lake, and Daniel Ponce de Leon for the Rainiers. Rainiers have won 2 in a row, including 2 of the first 3 games of this series. Each of the last 2 victories have been in extra innings, and they've actually been kind of similar to one another. We'll dive a little deeper into that when the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Salt Lake Bees tonight, game 4 of this 6-game series. The last 2 games, very similar to one another. The Rainiers won on Wednesday night when they tied it on a 9th-inning homer by Zach Greene. They were down 2-1. Greene's homer tied it, and the Rainiers won in the 12th when Eric Mejia drove in the winning run. Yesterday, the Rainiers were down 2 runs going to the bottom of the 9th inning, 4-2, and they got back-to-back home runs to tie it up as Eric Mejia and Brian O'Keefe went deep in a span of just 3 pitches, and that tied it up 4-4. And the Rainiers won in the 10th inning. And again, it was Eric Mejia driving in the winning run. So two games in a row in which the Rainiers have tied it with a homer or two homers in the 9th inning and then won it in extras when Eric Mejia drove in the winning run. What are the odds that that could happen a third time in a row tonight? Pretty slim, I'd say, but hey, you never know. We'll look for it. The Rainiers take it out of the Bees. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Salt Lake Bees, who have a record of 35 wins and 40 losses. They're the Angels AAA club, and their manager is Lou Marzin. Leading off for Salt Lake, playing left field, is Kian Wong. Batting second, third baseman Michael Stefanik. Hitting third is the right fielder Joe Adell. In the cleanup spot, the first baseman Jose Rojas. Batting fifth, second baseman Jack Mayfield. Hitting sixth is designated hitter Dylan Thomas. Batting seventh, doing the catching is Chad Wallach. Hitting eighth, the center fielder Magna Reese Sierra. And batting ninth, shortstop Jake Gatewood. On the mound for Salt Lake, right-hander Jansen Junk. Junk is 0-2 with a 5.08 ERA. The Tacoma Rainiers are 30-44 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma is the designated hitter tonight, Jared Kelnick. Batting second and playing second base is Alex Blandino. Hitting third, right fielder Eric Mejia. In the cleanup spot, playing first base is Zach Green. Hitting fifth and doing the catching is Joe Odom. Batting sixth is the third baseman Drew Ellis. Hitting seventh, center fielder Forrest Wall. Batting eighth and playing left field is Scott Heineman. And hitting ninth, the shortstop, Cesar Isturiz Jr. On the mound, Daniel Ponce de Leon. Ponce de Leon is 4-6 with a 7.23 ERA. Our umpires behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Takahito Matsuda. At first base is Austin Jones, and over at third it's Brian Herzog. Tacoma and Salt Lake in game 4 of this 6-game series on a gorgeous Friday evening here to start your holiday weekend. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Calling all Rainiers fans. Are you ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value to your home. We've got you covered with loans, rebates, and discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out our website for offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start this one. The Rainiers and the Salt Lake Bees. And Daniel Ponce de Leon has wrapped up his warm-up pitches and he's ready to go to work here. Kian Wong is the leadoff hitter for the Salt Lake Bees and he's settling into the batter's box right now. Rainiers wearing the red jerseys today. Red jerseys, white pants with the black hats. Salt Lake's wearing the same road uniforms that they have this whole series with the black jerseys with a yellow number and yellow lettering on front and gray pants. Little delay before the start of the game because one of the relief pitchers in the Salt Lake bullpen, or maybe the catcher, left a catcher's equipment bag sitting on the field of play down the right field line. So the umpires said, hey, we can't start the game with this equipment bag out there. And they just had it removed. Okay, we're ready to go now. Kian Wong stands in. Ponce de Leon into his motion, and the first pitch of the game is taken up and in for a ball, and we are underway. 72 degrees, the game time temperature here at Cheney Stadium. Just a beautiful evening. Ponce de Leon with his next pitch, and it is swung on and roped into right field. That's going to get down and go all the way to the fence. Chasing it is Mejia. Wong is on his way to second base, and he will get in there with a stand-up double on the second pitch of the game. Kian Wong with his 10th double of the year, and Salt Lake immediately has a man in scoring position in the top of the first inning. Michael Stefanik now the batter. So Salt Lake gets a leadoff double. The Bees have had the lead pretty much all game until the bottom of the ninth. Each of the last 2 days, and the Rainiers have ended up winning. Ponce de Leon gets a new baseball from home plate umpire Takahito Matsuda. So now Ponce de Leon's ready. Here's his pitch to Stefanik, and it is a fastball that is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Stefanik's hitting .326, fifth highest average in the league. One homer, 19 runs batted in. Now the next pitch is swung on and sliced foul. And that's strike two. Ponce de Leon gets ahead of the count. Daniel Ponce de Leon in his first year in the Seattle Mariners system had always been with the St. Louis Cardinals in his professional career until this year. Actually signed in the offseason with the Angels. And they let him go at the end of spring training, and the Mariners immediately signed him, and he's been with the Rainiers since the start of the season. No balls, two strikes to Stefanik. And the pitch is taken up and away for a ball, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Stefanik. Ponce de Leon's ready. And here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it is outside for a ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Ponce de Leon working with Joe Odom behind the plate. And the pitch is up high and inside, and that is ball three. So now it's a full count, 3-2. Now Ponce de Leon waits while Stefanik gets reset in the batter's box. Here's the 3-2 pitch on its way. And it is swung on and fouled off. And we'll do it again. Still three balls, two strikes. Rainiers play Stefanik straight away in both the infield and the outfield, as he uses all fields at the plate. Here's the 3-2 again, and it is high, ball four, and Stefanik draws a walk. He heads down to first base, and there are two on with no one out. And the slugger, Joe Adell, is coming to the plate. Adell, in 31 AAA games, has 9 homers and 21 runs batted in. He also has 11 doubles, giving him 20 extra base hits in 31 games, although his average is 207, and he strikes out a lot. But when he hits it, look out. Ponce de Leon is set, and the pitch to Adell is up and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. So one ball, no strikes. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. And a fastball, and the count's even, 1-1. Right here's with three infielders on the left side now. And the 1-1 to Adell is hit in the air towards right. This is struck well. Back is Mejia, but this ball is gone. A three-run homer to the opposite field for Joe Adell, his 10th of the season for Salt Lake. And the Bees jump out to a 3-0 lead, just three batters into the ballgame. Joe Adell cranks a three-run homer out of here to the opposite field. And Salt Lake is on the board first, just as they have done in every game of the series. So they're up 3-0, and here comes Jose Rojas. And the pitch misses for a ball. 1-0 the count to Rojas, left-hand hitter, batting .243 with 8 homers. And a .779 OPS this year. Next pitch, fastball cracks the mitt of Odom for a called strike. And the count's now even, 1-1. Now this pitch is a fastball, called a strike, 1-2. Two. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch, and there's the first out of the game. Rojas strikes out swinging, and one man's gone at the top of the first inning.
The second baseman, number 18, Jack Mayfield.
So that'll bring up Jack Mayfield, the Salt Lake second baseman today. Salt Lake's batting lineup put together by manager Lou Marzin is exactly the same as it was yesterday, as there's a pitch in for a strike, at least in terms of the names and the order that they're batting. But the positions are different. A lot of guys playing different defensive positions, but hitting in the same spot in the lineup. This counts now 1-1 to Mayfield. Mayfield playing second base today. It was the shortstop yesterday. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. So Ponce de Leon ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes. And the pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. So 2-2 the count, and this pitch is swung on and popped up foul and out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. Fouled off. Still two balls, two strikes. Ponce de Leon has already thrown 23 pitches this inning. Next one, swing and a foul tip held onto by catcher Joe Odom. That is strike three. And down goes Mayfield, and two men are out at the top of the first inning. So Ponce de Leon strikes out Jack Mayfield, and now Dylan Thomas is the batter. Thomas, a Rainier from last season. He's hitting 285 for Salt Lake with eight homers and an 858 OPS. And he swings and fouls one to the screen. There's strike one. So Owen won the count. Now this next pitch is swung on and fouled into the seats right in front of the broadcast booth. 0-2 the count. Yeah, the 0-2 pitch, up and away. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2 coming. And it's a swing and a foul at the plate. It was almost held onto by Joe Odom. The ball was foul tipped, and it, I think, hit his kind of shoulder pad and popped up in the air. We'll get another look at it here. Foul tipped. Oh, it went off the mitt, but it went up in the air. So if it was still live for him to catch it, which would have been a foul tip that was caught for an out. As here's a breaking ball for a called strike three, and the point is moot. Thomas strikes out anyway. And that is three straight strikeouts for Daniel Ponce de Leon. But it comes after the damage was done. Three runs for Salt Lake on two hits. There were no errors. Joe Adell hit a homer, and no one was left. We go to the bottom of the first. Salt Lake 3, Tacoma coming to the plate.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, Salt Lake put three runs on the board at the top of the first inning, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Jared Keldick is the first man up tonight, and he faces the right-hander Jansen Junk, who's from Federal Way, and I'm sure he'll have some friends and family members in the crowd tonight. And his pitch to Keldick is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Keldick hitting .296 with 8 homers, 24 runs batted in 33 games, .905 OPS. Now the 0-1 on its way, and it is taken for a strike on the outside edge. And Keldick was disappointed to hear the news. 0-2 the count to Keldick. Has a 7-game hitting streak coming into play today. Now the 0-2 pitch is high for a ball. 1-2 the count. Now the 1-2 in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jansen Junk in his 8th start for Salt Lake. 0-2 with a 5.08 ERA. This is his first appearance anywhere since June 11th. He's been called up by the Angels a couple of times this season, but he doesn't necessarily pitch when he's up there. So the 2-2 is swung on and hit up the middle and threw into center field. A base hit for Keldick. And he is on to get the bottom of the first inning started. Jared Keldick singling sharply to center field. Low liner through the middle of the diamond. And Keldick has an 8-game hitting streak. And now Alex Blandino will be the batter. Junk was, well, he pitched on June 11th, and then prior to his next start, his next scheduled start, a week later, he got called up by the Angels and spent a week in the big leagues with the Angels, didn't get into a game, and then was optioned back to AAA. As here's one outside to Blandino. So this is his first appearance in a real game since June 11th, 3 weeks. Here's his 1-0 to Blandino. And it is over for a strike. Blandino hitting .196 for Tacoma, but with a .385 on base percentage because he walks all the time. And he drew 2 more walks yesterday. He's reached base with a hit or a walk in 11 straight games. And he takes this pitch up and in, 2-1. Now Junk with his 2-1 pitch, and it is outside, ball three. So 3-1 to Blandino with Mejia on deck. And now Junk with the 3-1 pitch. And it is swung on and hit in the air to center field, right out to Sierra, the center fielder who makes the catch. And one man is out. Blandino flies out. Now Eric Mejia will be the hitter. Mejia's walked him off back-to-back games in the 12th inning on Tuesday with a sacrifice fly, and then in the 10th inning yesterday with a bouncer back to the mound that was ruled an error on the pitcher. But nonetheless, it brought in the winning run. Switch hitter Mejia bats left. He had 2 hits yesterday, including a homer, and he takes one up and away for a ball. Mejia's hitting .270 with 10 homers. And an .823 on base OPS for the season. Now the 1-0 on its way. And the pitch is a fastball in there for a strike, 1-1. Infield is shifted to the right. Salt Lake has Rojas at first tonight. Mayfield at second. Gatewood is the shortstop. Stefanik at third. They shift with the third baseman on the right side, so the shortstop remains on the left. Sears a swing and a bouncer, foul, first base side. And the outfield is Wong in left field, Sierra in center, and Adele in right. So 1-2 the count. And the pitch is in the dirt for a ball. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, runner at first with one out. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. Still two balls, two strikes to Eric Mejia. Back-to-back walk-off wins for the Red Ears have given Tacoma six walk-off wins here at Cheney Stadium this year, which is kind of incredible because they've won 13 home games and six of them have come in the bottom of the ninth or in the last extra inning. Here's a sharp grounder to second, could be two. Mayfield throws to Gatewood and it gets past him and goes out into left field. And coming to third is Celtic. And ending up at second is Mejia. And the Red Ears have a couple of men in scoring position thanks to a gift from the Salt Lake Bees. That ball off the bat looked like a double play. It was hit to Mayfield. And Mayfield's throw to Gatewood just slipped out of his hand, I guess. It went flying over everybody and out into left field. An error charged to Mayfield. A two-base error in terms of Celtic not just going to second safely, but taking third. And now the pitch to Zach Green is hit in the air to shallow center. Back goes Mayfield, and he catches the pop-up for the second out of the inning. So now two men are gone. And runners are at second and third for Joe Odom. Odom making the start behind the plate today as Brian O'Keefe gets a day off. Odom hitting .221 in 44 games with eight homers and a .785 OPS. And the pitch is swung on and popped up foul. First base side. Giving chase is Wallach, but this is in the seats out of play. So strike one to Joe Odom. How about Wallach behind the plate for Salt Lake? He has caught all of every game in this series. The 30-year-old catcher hasn't had a break yet, and there have been two extra inning games in this series, including a 12-inning affair. 0-1 the count to Odom. And the pitch is swung on and popped up on the infield. And who's going to get it? And that's becoming a good question. And it's the third baseman, Stefanik, who takes over and makes the catch on the dirt of the pitcher's mound for the final out of the inning. Odom pops up to the third baseman. Red Ears do not score in the third. No runs on a hit. There was an error and two runners left on. We go to the second inning. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star.
And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Their manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so head to netsuite.com/RBI.
Well, 3-0 Salt Lake as we head to the second inning of play. Chad Wallach will lead things off. He'll be followed by Magnurice Sierra and Jake Gatewood. Daniel Ponce de Leon on the hill for the Red Ears today. He had a first inning that went, three batters into it. It was 3-0 because Joe Adell hit a three-run homer, and then Ponce de Leon struck out the next three hitters. So it went double, walk, homer, strikeout, strikeout, strikeout in the first. Here's his pitch to Chad Wallach, and it is a fastball called a strike, 0-1. Wallach hitting 201 after collecting three hits last night. He's hit four homers this year. Veteran catcher. Now the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 is up high for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it's swung on and fouled out of play. That evens up the count, 2-2. Daniel Ponce de Leon from Southern California. Now he's into his windup. The 2-2 pitch is a called strike three right on the outside edge and at the knees. And Wallach has struck out. That's four straight strikeouts for Ponce de Leon going back to last inning. And now Magnurice Sierra will be the batter. On May 21st in Sacramento, Ponce de Leon had what was by far his best outing of the year and a record-setting one at that with the strikeouts. As here's his pitch to Sierra, and it's a swing and a foul. In that game, he struck out the first nine batters he faced. He struck out all three batters he faced in the first, second, and third innings. Nine straight strikeouts before a Rivercats player was able to put a ball in play against him. That was a Tacoma record. So here's a swing and a miss, strike two. And he's working on a strikeout streak right now with four in a row and now has the count 0-2 on Sierra. It's into his windup and the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 pitch again from Ponce de Leon. He winds and the pitch is swung on and hit foul into the seats in front of the booth on the third base side here at Cheney Stadium. So 0-2. And the pitch is up high, 1-2. Next pitch swung on and tapped slowly past the mound. Picked up by the charging Blandino. Throw to first. Too late. Safe at first base is the speedy Magnarese Sierra. And he is on with one out. He just kind of tapped this pitch just to the right of the mound. Ponce de Leon made a lunging attempt for it and ended up sprawled out on the grass on his chest to the right of the pitcher's mound. He's all right. He never touched that ball. Blandino fielded it with a charge and got rid of it as quickly as he could, but just not in time. Sierra's really quick, and he legged it out. And he's a threat to try to steal, too. He has 16 steals this season and is successful at an 80% clip. And his the pitch to Gatewood is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Jake Gatewood homered yesterday, hitting .215 with four homers and 130 at-bats this year for Salt Lake. Toss to first base, and Sierra back in. One-oh pitch. Poured in there for a strike, and that evens up the count 1-1. Next pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. So ball and two strikes to Gatewood. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still a ball and two strikes. Two coming, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Ponce de Leon went up the ladder and got him for his fifth strikeout. And now Kian Wong will be the batter. First trip through the lineup for Ponce de Leon. He struck out five of the nine, walked one of the nine, and then three batters had hits. There is yet to be a batted ball that's resulted in an out. Wong doubled in the first as Ponce de Leon bluffs a move towards first base. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Now the 0-1 coming. And it is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. That is strike two. So once again, Ponce de Leon is ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. A 30-year-old righty born in Anaheim, California. Comes set. Here's his 0-2 pitch on its way to Kian Wong. And it is a swing and a foul out of play on the third base side. So no balls, two strikes. And the runner goes. The pitch is outside. Odom uncorks the throw to second and not in time. A good throw by Odom, but Sierra was able to leg it out. He's safe with a foot-first slide. His 17th steal of the year. Odom got rid of that ball with some zip on it, and Sierra Kind of slid behind the tag of his tourist with the throw slightly on the third base side of the bag. So now the 1-2 pitch swung on and grounded to first. There's an out on a batted ball. Green has it, and he takes it to the bag himself for the out, and the inning is over. No runs for Salt Lake in the top of the second inning. On a hit, there were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
Three nothing, Salt Lake on top of Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Rainiers with Drew Ellis, Forrest Wall, and Scott Heineman to bat here against Jansen Junk. And the pitch from the right-hander is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Ellis. In his sixth game for the Red Ears, he's 3-for-18 with a homer. And this is his seventh game in the Mariners organization. So he takes one outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now he swings and hits one high in the sky to shallow left. Kian Wong playing left field today, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the second inning. And now Forrest Wall will be the hitter. Wall hitting 234 with a 329 on base percentage. A burner on the base paths. Second in the league in stolen bases. See if he can get on here and maybe get things going with his legs. A pitch from Junk is taken inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Jansen Junk, J-U-N-K. Grew up in Federal Way, went to Decatur High School. So now the 1-0 is high for a ball, 2-0. As an aside, I've always loved the name of Decatur's sports teams, the Decatur Gators. It's awesome. He went to college at Seattle U, played baseball there. So now the 2-0 is swung out and popped up foul. First base side, Rojas and Wallach in the area, and neither can get it. It lands in the dugout. Junk was drafted out of Seattle U in 2017 by the Yankees. And then he got traded to the Angels in, that would have been during the 2021 season. So now the pitch is outside for a ball to Wall, 3-1. He was in the double A ranks at the time of the trade. Three-one pitch, Swung on, hit sharply up the middle and threw into center field. A base hit for Forrest Wall, and the Rainiers have their second hit of the game, and they get the speedster on. So we'll see if Wall maybe puts this game in motion. He is second in the league with 22 steals in 29 attempts. Scott Heineman, the batter, right-hand hitter, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left center field. This is playable, and it's Wong, the left fielder, who makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And Wall holds at first base. Two down, and now Cesar Esturiz Jr. will be the batter. Jansen Junk last year went from Double-A to the big leagues. Got into four games all as a starter for the Angels late in the season last year. This year, they had him begin the year with Triple-A Salt Lake, and he was named the opening day starting pitcher for Salt Lake, and opening day for Salt Lake was here in Tacoma. As now the pitch to his Esturiz is outside. So Junk had never pitched as a professional at Cheney Stadium before, and that changed this year when he drew the opening day assignment for Salt Lake here in his home turf, or very close to it, in Federal Way. Now he turns and makes a pickoff move to first, and Wall dives in safely. Esturiz hitting .211 in 14 games for Tacoma, 38 at bats, 8 hits. He's driven in 5 runs. Wall with a healthy lead at first, being held on by Rojas. There he goes. 1-0 pitch is low. Throw down to second base. Not in time. Wall steals it. His 23rd steal of the year. And he is in scoring position now with 2 outs. So Wall puts himself in scoring position. And his Esturiz is ahead in the count. 2 balls, no strikes. And the pitch is outside, ball 3. First base is open. The Rainiers have Kelnick on deck. Three balls, no strikes to his Esturiz, who's probably going to be taking here. And Junk ready with his pitch. And it is down and in, ball 4. And his Esturiz walks on 4 pitches. So he heads down to first base. And now here's the power hitting Jared Kelnick, representing the tying run at the bottom of the second inning. Kelnick singled in the first. He's 1-for-1. Time called, and a pitch clock violation has been charged to Jansen Junk. That is ball 1.
Pitch clock violation.
So 1-0 the count. Now the pitch to Kelnick, and that pitch is called a strike with a breaking ball, and it evens up the count 1-1. Wall at second, is Esturiz at first with 2 outs. Salt Lake with a big shift done with 3 infielders on the right side. Mayfield, the second baseman, out in shallow right field. Kelnick discussing with the umpire the timing, I guess, of the pitch clock and making sure he's ready to hit without getting a violation of his own. Now the 1-1 pitch is down and in for a ball, 2-1. Hitter has to be ready to hit with 9 seconds showing on the clock. The batter's allowed to call 1 timeout. You get extra time after a foul ball. 2 balls, 1 strike to Kelnick. And the pitch is swung on and stroke to right field, but Adele is there, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. A liner to right that is caught by Joe Adele, and that does it for Tacoma in the second inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the third inning. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
We go to the third inning. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing. Daniel Ponce de Leon on the mound. He'll face the 2, 3, and 4 hitters, Michael Stefanik, Joe Adele, and Jose Rojas. Here's the pitch to Stefanik, and it is in there for a strike. Salt Lake got three in the first when Kian Wong opened the game with a double, and then Stefanik was up. Ponce de Leon got ahead of him 0-2 and ended up walking him. Stefanik put together a good at-bat and recovered from the 0-2 start and drew the walk, and then Joe Adele cranked a three-run homer to the opposite field. Since then, Ponce de Leon has retired 6 of the last 7 batters to come to the plate with 5 strikeouts. And here's a little flare into right. Lining it up is Mejia, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the top of the third. So Stefanik flies out, and now Joe Adele will be the batter. Adele homered to right. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch, swung on, bounced to the left side. The shortstop is Turris has it, and he slings it to first in time for the out. Two away at the top of the third as Ponce de Leon gets a couple of quick outs. And now Jose Rojas will be the batter. Rojas struck out swinging his first time up. Ponce de Leon winds and fires, and here's a swing and a high fly ball to right. Mejia coming in and towards the line and still on the move, and he makes the catch right near the foul line for the final out. And that was a quick and easy top of the third inning for Daniel Ponce de Leon. We go to the bottom of the third. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Well, we go to the bottom of the third. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing. Jansen Junk on the mound. He'll face Alex Plantino, Eric Mejia, and Zach Green in the bottom of the third. Plantino flied out to center earlier, and he takes a fastball up high, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Alex Plantino. Next pitch coming. And it is in there for a called strike. And that evens things up 1-1. Now Plantino takes down low. Two balls, one strike to the Rainiers infielder out of Stanford, acquired in an early season trade from Sacramento, the Giants affiliate. Now the 2-1 pitch is swung on and popped up on the left side and in foul territory. Couple players in pursuit and no one gets it as Gatewood kind of took over by the rolled up tarp but couldn't make the play. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center field, and this is playable for Magnery Sierra, who makes the catch. And that is the first out in the bottom of the third inning. So now Eric Mejia is the batter. And the pitch to him is taken down and in for a ball. 1-0. Two games left on this homestand tomorrow, 7:05. It's our first 7:05 game on Saturday this year. They usually are at 5, but in July and August we play them at 7. So tomorrow's game is at 7:05. Series one high for a ball. And then Sundays we usually play day games, but not on July 3rd when it's the fireworks extravaganza. You got to have that at night. The 2-0 pitch is in for a strike, 2-1. So Sunday's game is going to start at 6:05. And we'll have the huge fireworks show afterwards. Now the 2-1 pitch is bounced towards first, and that's fielded by Rojas, and he takes it to the bag for out number two. So two away in the bottom of the third. And now Zach Green will be the batter. There are still some tickets available for the July 3rd game, although they're drying up. So if you're thinking of coming and you're on the hedge, get online and get some tickets. Or if you're here at the park, they're open right now. Get it taken care of. Here's the pitch to Zach Green, and pitches inside for a ball 1-0. Love the July 3rd fireworks show here at Cheney Stadium. It's a Tacoma tradition. There's a swing and a miss by Green. Next pitch is high for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch is lined to third, and a leaping grab at the hot corner by Michael Stefanik for the final out of the inning. Green pulled that pitch on a line to third, but Stefanik, with a jump and a reach up with the glove on his left hand, was able to haul it in. And the Red Deers go in order at the bottom of the third. We head to the fourth. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
We go to the fourth inning of play. It is 3-0. The Salt Lake Bees with a lead over the Tacoma Red Deers. Daniel Ponce de Leon on the mound, and here's his pitch to Jack Mayfield, and it is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Since Salt Lake took the 3-0 lead on Adele's homer in the first, Ponce de Leon has retired 9 of the last 10 batters to come to the plate. Here's his 0-1 to Mayfield, and it is taken for a called strike, 0-2 now. We're going to take a look at what happened around the league in last night's game. Now the 0-2 is outside, 1-2. In the West, Vegas is in first place, but they got shut out last night in Round Rock, 3-0. They had only one hit in the game. Now the 1-2 pitch is popped up foul and out of play. The Aviators got Spencered last night. They got held to one hit by two pitchers named Spencer for Round Rock. Spencer Howard went 7 scoreless innings. He allowed the hit and struck out 11. Tremendous outing for him. So here's a swing and a foul. And that got a piece of Odom. And then when Spencer Howard was done, Round Rock brought in Spencer Patton, and he went the last 2 innings. The two Spencers combined on the one-hit shutout and struck out 16 between them. Howard had 11, and Patton had 5. Round Rock scored its runs on homers by Bubba Thompson and Ezekiel Duran. So now the 1-2 pitch is high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The two teams had hardly any hits between them, and There were very few walks. And it went by very quickly in Round Rock last night. Series of foul back. That game clocked in at 1 hour and 57 minutes, which is the fastest game time I've seen this year in a AAA game anyway. That, we've got shorter game times this year because of the pace of play rules that have been put into effect to great success. As here's a foul behind home, and Odom is there, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out. Mayfield fouls out to the catcher, one away in the fourth. And it's the pace of play games, the pace of play rules have put the average time of game in this league. It's changed it from around 3 hours and 10 minutes to around 2 hours and 40 minutes. It's been a huge impact. And every once in a while when the pitchers are really rolling, you get a super quick game. And that happened in Round Rock last night with the 1 hour, 57-minute game. Here's one inside, and it got Thomas. He is hit by the pitch, and that will put a man on for Salt Lake. And Dylan Thomas is a batter who gets hit by a lot of pitches because he stands close to the plate, and he knows how to take one, and he took that one right off of his elbow guard. And Dylan Thomas is hit by a pitch for his 10th time this season. Actually, 11th if you include his brief little time in Sugarland. So he's on with one out, and now Chad Wallach is the hitter. That one stung Thomas. He's muttering to himself at first. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on by Wallach and popped up into shallow center. Back goes Blandino in his wall. Wall, the center fielder, takes over, and he makes the catch. There's the second out. Wallach flies to shallow center, and now Magnarice Sierra is the batter. Also in the league last night, Sacramento beat Reno 6-1 as Jason Vossler had three hits, including two homers, and drove in three runs for Sacramento. Willie Calhoun had three hits for the Rivercats, and Tristan Beck started and allowed one run in five innings to get the win. Here's one outside now for a ball to Sierra. So in the West, Vegas is in first. Reno didn't pick up a game on them yesterday because they lost also, so they're still 3.5 back. Salt Lake is 7.5 back. Sacramento 10.5 back. The Rainiers 12 back. And the 1-0 is called a strike. 1-1 now to Sierra. In the East, Sugarland pitched a shutout at Albuquerque, which is very hard to do. They beat them 15-0 at Isotopes Park yesterday. 1-1 pitch is low and away for a ball, 2-0. Albuquerque's a mile-high city, and the ball flies there, and it's very rare to see a shutout. Hunter Brown pitched for Sugarland, six scoreless innings of two-hit ball. Struck out seven, walked one. He looks like the real deal, the Astros' top pitching prospect. 2-1 pitch is in there for a strike, and the count's even 2-2. The Astros called up Sugarland's catcher, Corey Lee, today, his first big league call-up. He was the Astros' number one prospect coming into the season. 2-2 to Sierra is fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. So two balls, two strikes, the count. And the pitch from Ponce de Leon is high with a fastball, and the count goes full, 3-2. One other game yesterday, Oklahoma City beat El Paso 7-2. James Outman in his first AAA game this year for Oklahoma City had two hits and drove in two runs. 3-2 pitch is high, ball four. Thomas takes second, and Sierra draws the walk, and there are two on with two outs at the top of the fourth, and power-hitting Jake Gatewood coming to the plate now. Gatewood struck out earlier. Just four homers this year, but he had 28 last year in this league. And he hit one here last night. Ponce de Leon is ready, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. In the East, Oklahoma City is in first place, and they have a healthy lead for this time of year, a six-game cushion over second place El Paso. Oh, one to Gatewood is up and away for a ball, 1-1. We hit the halfway mark in the schedule yesterday. So now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. Coming into today, teams that have played all of their games, no rainouts. They've made everyone up. They have played 75 games coming into today, and we're playing 150 this year on the schedule. Rainiers have only played 74. They have one rainout that's going to be made up at a date to be determined later. So here's one in there for a called strike three, and down goes Gatewood, and that wraps up the top of the fourth inning. Strikeout number six for Daniel Ponce de Leon. No runs, hits, or errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Mike Curto with you. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Ears trailing Salt Lake 3-0. Joe Odom to start things off here in the fourth. And the first pitch is hit hard on the ground at third, and it's fielded by Stefanik, who straightens up and throws out Odom at first base. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Jansen Junk gets Joe Odom to yank a grounder to his third baseman. Ball was sharply hit, but Stefanik was able to flag it down. Now Drew Ellis will be the hitter. Ellis flied out to left field earlier. He's 0 for 1. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Ellis looks out towards the mound, and the pitch is low for a ball, 1-1. Next pitch coming, fouled back, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the next delivery from Junk's. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. The plate umpire makes the call, and Ellis has struck out. First strikeout for Jansen Junk tonight, who has now retired six straight Rainiers hitters. And Forrest Wall will be the next batter. Now, we mentioned earlier that Junk had not pitched since June 11th. That is 3 weeks ago, so we figured he was going to have a shorter outing today. And there is activity in the bullpen for Salt Lake now, as here's a pitch for a strike to Wall. They have left-hander Grant Dayton warming up. The Rainiers want to see the Salt Lake bullpen because they, in this series, they've had a lot of trouble with Salt Lake starters. Here's one hit foul on the first base side. But the Rainiers have done very well against Salt Lake relievers, especially when it counts late in the game. No balls, two strikes to Wall. And the pitch is down and in. 1-2. So 1 ball, 2 strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. Wall goes down swinging, and that does it for the Red Ears in the fourth. Three up, three down. Jansen Junk's rolling. We go to the fifth inning of play. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the fifth inning here in Tacoma. Salt Lake leading the Red Ears by a score of 3-0. Well, leading things off for Salt Lake in the fifth inning will be Kian Wong. It's the top of the order coming to the plate against Ponce de Leon. Kian Wong, 1-for-2 with a double. And the pitch is up high. Ponce de Leon at 75 pitches through 4 innings. Next pitch is a swing. And a miss. One. Swing and a miss. Strike two. And Ponce de Leon ahead of the count. A ball and 2 strikes. He has 6 strikeouts through 4. Yeah, the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and Wong has struck out, and that is strikeout number 7 for Ponce de Leon. So 1 out in the top of the fifth inning. And that brings Michael Stefanik to the plate. Stefanik has walked and flied out so far. And the pitch is fouled, out of play, strike one. Rainiers had a bullpen game yesterday, ended up using eight pitchers in the 10-inning game. They did a good job yesterday as here's one outside for a ball. And in particular, down the stretch of the game, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th innings, all scoreless. So here's a pop-up foul, first base side, and it is out of reach. Joe Odom was closest to it, but it landed in the Salt Lake dugout and then bounced up into the crowd. Even with the Red Ears having used eight pitchers yesterday, they're still in good shape in the bullpen today because the Red Ears roster right now has, and I'm not joking or exaggerating at all, they have 15 relief pitchers on the Rainiers roster right now. It would be impossible for them to run out of available pitchers. Here's one up and away, 2-2. I think it really is impossible since they use the automatic runner in extra innings. I don't think you could have back-to-back extra innings games long enough to make a 15-man bullpen entirely tired, as here's a fly to right field, and that is caught by Mejia for out number two. Well, the whole thing's ridiculous, the 15-man bullpen. The Rainiers have four starters, so in a five-man rotation, they've got one bullpen day each time through the rotation, which helps use the 15 relievers, as we saw eight get in the game yesterday on the bullpen day. Here's the pitch now to Joe Adell, who hit the three-run homer in the first, and that's all the scoring in this game so far. And he takes up high for a ball, 1-0. We're in the top of the fifth now. One 0 pitch, swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. This one is up high for a ball, 2-1. Now a swing and a pop-up in the home plate area. The catcher, Odom, takes over, and he makes the catch in foul territory. And that's it for Joe Adell and the Salt Lake Bees in the top of the fifth inning. Three up, three down. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
Calling all Rainiers fans. Are you ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value to your home. We've got you covered with loans, rebates, and discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out our website for offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now, I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing is our score. And at the bottom of the fifth, the Rangers are going to send Scott Heineman, Cesarius Torres Jr., and Jared Kelnick to the plate. Salt Lake has brought in a new pitcher to work the bottom of the fifth, Grant Dayton. The left-hander comes in on in relief of Jansen Junk. Junk very solid in his first start in 3 weeks. He goes four scoreless innings, allows a couple of singles, no runs, walked one, and struck out two. The strikeouts were the final two batters he faced. So Scott Heineman will lead off against Dayton, and he takes a breaking ball outside, ball one. Dayton is in his 13th game for Salt Lake, no record, of 5.73 ERA. 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled off down the right field line towards the corner, and that slice is foul and out of play. Dayton, acquired by the Angels organization from the Marlins system, he had been pitching for the Miami Marlins AAA team, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, who are managed by longtime Rainiers skipper Darren Brown. 1-1 pitch to Heineman outside for a ball, 2-1. Dayton had a 2.35 ERA in Jacksonville. His next pitch is fouled away. Counts even, 2-2. Now the 2-2, down low, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes to Heineman. Heineman staring out towards the lefty, Dayton. And the pitch is swung on and pulled down the left field line towards the corner, hooking. It's a fair ball, and that's going to be extra bases. And Heineman will check in at second with a leadoff double in the bottom of the fifth inning. Scott Heineman doubles to left, and the Red Ears have their first extra base hit of the game and a man in scoring position with no one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cesar Esturiz Jr. will now be the batter. Is Turris looks out towards the mound, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Is Turris walked in the second inning, his only plate appearance so far. Right here, saw Dayton for a brief appearance on Wednesday. He worked one scoreless inning in Wednesday's game for Salt Lake. Next pitch fouled off by Is Turris. Count goes to 0-2. Dayton looks at second base and looks Heineman back to the bag. Heineman will steal from time to time. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it is swung on and hit in the air to shallow left center. Back the shortstop, Gatewood, and he makes the catch, and that's the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. As Turris pops up to the shortstop, and now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick, 1-for-2 today with a single and a line out. Those were his two at-bats against the right-hander Jansen Junk. Now he faces the lefty Dayton. Dayton peering in for the sides. Now the pitch with a runner bluffing but not going, and it is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is in the dirt for a ball. 1-1. One ball, one strike to Kelnick, who is facing a lefty here. He's hitting 261 against left-handed pitching during his time with Tacoma this year. Next pitch is in the dirt outside. 2-1. Two-one pitch, swung on, grounded to the right side, fielded by the second baseman Mayfield out on the outfield grass, and he throws out Kelnick at first base. Heineman advances to third, but there are now two away, and the Red Ears are in need of a clutch hit. They're hoping Alex Blandino can come through. He has flied out to center field twice and is 0-2. Here's the pitch to Blandino, and it's a breaking ball down low. Want to know the count. And this pitch is in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Each team with three hits, but Salt Lake had that three-run homer in the first, and they lead 3-0. 2-0 pitch coming to Blandino, and it is taken for a called strike, and that makes the count 2-1. Now the 2-1, lined into left, and that gets down for a hit, and it's going to go through to the fence. Scoring from third base is Heineman, and checking in at second with a double and an RBI is Alex Blandino, and with a two-out hit, the Red Ears are on the scoreboard. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 1. Blandino hit it sharply into left, and he has his fifth double since joining the Rainiers and 10th in total this season. Now Eric Mejia is the bat. Mejia is 0-2 with a couple of bounce outs, although he reached on an error on one of them. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 outside. One ball, one strike. Everybody clap your hands. He had drove in the winning run in each of the last two games for the Red Ears. The 1-1 in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. Mejia goes down looking, and that wraps up the bottom of the fifth. But the Red Ears break through and score their first run of the game. One run on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 1.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
On we go to the sixth inning. It is 3-1, Salt Lake with the lead over the Red Ears. Jose Rojas to lead things off, and Daniel Ponce de Leon is into his motion, and here's his pitch to Rojas, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Well, Salt Lake got the three-run homer in the first from Adele. The Red Ears just scratched across their first run of the night, tightening it up a little bit. There's one outside for a ball to Rojas. So one ball, one strike. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. One and two the count. And this one's high. So two balls, two strikes. And now a swing and a foul out of play. Two pitch coming, and it's fouled away again. So still two balls, two strikes. Mariners in action right now, up the road a bit, and they trail the A's 1-0 after five. Mariners with only one hit so far through five innings. Marco Gonzalez on the hill for the Mariners tonight. He has not been getting much run support lately. Here's a fly towards left, and moving towards the line and over to make the catch is Heineman. And Rojas flies to left field, one away at the top of the sixth. And now Mayfield will be the batter.
The second baseman, Jack Mayfield.
Mayfield is 0 for 2 so far. Action in the Salt Lake pen. Austin Warren is loosening up. So now the pitch to Mayfield is skied to shallow left. And creeping in several steps is Heineman, and he squeezes it for the out. And 2 minute gone in the sixth. Jack Mayfield flies to left, and now Dylan Thomas will bet. Well, Ponce de Leon's really turned around his night. Three batters in, he was down 3-0, and since then he's allowed just one measly little single. And he's going to try to close out the sixth now and make this a quality start. Dylan Thomas, the batter, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count to Thomas. And the next pitch is swung on, and that's hit well towards right center. On the move wall, he's not going to get it. He'll play it as it went over the wall. It just did clear the top of the fence in right center field. The Red Deer's outfielders were ready to play that, thinking it was going to hit the wall, but it just did clear the top of the fence in right center field. Dylan Thomas with his 10th home run of the season, 9th in a Salt Lake uniform, and that makes it 4-0. He got a breaking ball from Ponce de Leon, who knew when he threw it that it was in a bad spot, and that ball just cleared the top of the fence right where the enormous post that holds up the scoreboard is in right center field. So here's the pitch to Chad Wallach now, and it is up high for a ball, 1-0. Dylan Thomas goes deep, 4-1 Salt Lake. Now a swing and a foul out of play. One ball, one strike to Wallach. Green, Odom, and Ellis coming up for the Red Deers in the bottom of this inning. As here's one up high and inside for a ball to Wallach. Now a bouncer foul, third base side, and the count goes to 2-2. Two pitch coming, and it is skied to right. Mejia near the foul line is there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But Salt Lake adds to its lead on the Dylan Thomas homer to right center field, his 10th of the year. One run on one hit, no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
Woo-hoo! The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Four to one, Salt Lake leads the Rainiers. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Salt Lake brings in a new pitcher. It's right-hander Austin Warren, who is on a rehab assignment. And Warren, 25-year-old righty from Fayetteville, North Carolina, ready to go to work against Zach Green. Warren's in relief of Grant Dayton, who went one inning, allowed two hits and one run, no walks, one strikeout. This is Warren's second appearance of the series. He worked a scoreless inning on Tuesday. Did walk a couple of batters in that game. Warren's been in nine games in the majors for the Angels this year before landing on their injured list, and he throws a strike to Zach Green. 0-1 won the count. Next pitch. Swung on, grounded foul down the third baseline. 0-2 the count. Green was robbed of a hit his last time up. He really smoked a ball to third, and Michael Stefanik at third base was able to spear it for the out. 0-2 pitch from Warren to Zach Green. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 92-mile-per-hour heater, and Green goes down swinging. One away in the bottom of the sixth. And now Joe Odom is the batter. Odom 0-2 with a pop-up and a ground-out so far today. Now the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. Now a swing and a miss, there's strike two. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches and down goes Odom, and that is back-to-back three-pitch strikeouts for Austin Warren. And there are two outs in the sixth. So now Drew Ellis is the hitter. Ellis is 0-2 today. And Warren's pitch is outside for a ball, and there will be no immaculate inning. 1-0 the count. One oh pitch, swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. This one's low and outside. Two balls and a strike to Ellis, who has played in one major league game for the Mariners this year. And it happened to have an enormous brawl in it. 2-1 pitch to Ellis. Outside corner for a called strike, 2-2. Ellis, new to the Mariners organization, gets called up to the big leagues. He's been in the Diamondback system his whole career. He doesn't know anybody, and immediately they get in a big brawl. Here's one outside to Ellis, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch, outside, ball four, and Ellis draws the two-out walk, and Rainiers have a man on for Forrest Wall. Second walk issued by Salt Lake pitchers tonight. In the Salt Lake bullpen, left-hander Ryan Smith is warming up. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 swung on and hit in the air towards center. Coming on is Sierra, and he makes the catch on the move for the final out of the inning. Ball hung up in the air just long enough for Magnarice Sierra to make the play. No runs, hits or errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
On we go to the seventh inning. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 1. And the Red Ears go to the bullpen, bring in a new pitcher for the top of the seventh inning. Fernando Abad comes in from the bullpen. So the veteran lefty will pitch here at the top of the seventh. Daniel Ponce de Leon went six innings, allowed four hits and four runs that were all earned. He walked two and struck out seven. Two home run balls resulting in all four runs scored. So Magnarice Sierra is the batter against Fernando Abad. Abad with a left versus left advantage here, and his pitch is a fastball called a strike. Abad in his 17th appearance, 0-1 with a 5.60 ERA. Now the next pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. This one now is down low for a ball, 2-1. Two-one delivery. Breaking ball outside, ball three. Fernando Abad, one of two left-hand relievers the Rainiers have in the bullpen right now, who were signed out of the Mexican League. This one in there for a strike. Abad was playing with Saltillo when the Mariners picked him up. And the swing and a foul back. Full count, three balls, two strikes to Sierra. Now swinging a foul back again. Still three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on, hit in the air towards right center. Wall edges over, and the center fielder squeezes it for the out, and one man is gone in the top of the seventh inning. Magnarice Sierra flies out to Forrest Wall, and now Jake Gatewood will be the batter. Gatewood's 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts tonight. There's the pitch from Abad, and it's a swing and a foul back. Strike one. Four to one, Salt Lake. We're in the top of the seventh. Next pitch misses for a ball, one and one. Both teams into their bullpens now. So the 1-1 is a swing and a miss there, strike two. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch, swing and a foul back again. Gatewood getting a piece of it to stay alive. Now a swing and a fly to center field, and there's Wall again. And he lines it up and makes the catch, and there's out number two. So Sierra flied out to center. Gatewood flied out to center. And now Kian Wong will be the batter. Abad lobbing the Ephus in there to get the fly out from Gatewood. He likes to mix it in. Here's his pitch to Kian Wong. And it is a breaking ball over for a strike. One pitch and bunting at it and fouling it off is Wong, so that's strike two. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 coming outside with a change of pace. One ball, two strikes. Fastball just misses outside. That one was close. 2-2. Abad tried to put him away. He rocks and fires, and this one is fouled off on the third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. With his next delivery, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. Down goes Wong, and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the top of the seventh inning. Fernando Abad retires this side. We go to the seventh inning stretch in Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation, problem solved.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Yeah. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Bees to work the bottom of the seventh inning. It's left-hander Ryan Smith. Smith takes over for the rehabbing Austin Warren, who worked a scoreless inning without allowing a hit, walked one, struck out two. Scott Heineman, the batter. Smith's pitch is taken at the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. Smith began the year in Salt Lake's starting rotation and then was moved into the bullpen in late May, as there's a pop-up foul down the first baseline, and unable to get it is Jose Rojas, who was running down the line in foul territory and had a chance there, but couldn't make the play. So 0-2 the count to Heineman. Heineman taps the bat on home plate and looks out towards the mound. Here's Smith's pitch. And it is swung on and fouled off. Still 0-2. Ryan Smith winds and pitches, and this one's up and away, and Heineman checked his swing in time, says the first base umpire. Smith's 0-5 with an 8.21 ERA in 41 and a two-thirds innings. He struck out 37 and walked 20. He's had a home run problem, 11 homers in 41 innings. That's a lot. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Heineman, and there's the first out at the bottom of the seventh. One away, and Cesar Isturiz Jr. is now the batter. Smith pitched here on Wednesday and ended up taking the loss in the 12th inning as he throws one down low for a ball. Rainiers have won back-to-back extra inning games against Salt Lake. As here's a foul tip for a strike, 1-1 now to his Isturiz. And both of those games were like this one. The Rainiers just down all game long. Salt Lake getting a nice starting pitching performance, which they got again today. And the Rainiers tied it in the ninth each of the last two nights. We'll see if that happens again, as here's one inside for a ball to Isturiz. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch is swung on and bounced slowly towards third. A bare hand pickup nicely done by Stefanik, but Isturiz beats it out. He has an infield single. Stefanik charged it, made the bare hand pickup, but didn't have time to throw out Isturiz. He's on for his second time tonight. So Cesar Isturiz Jr. is aboard with one out. And now Jared Kelnick will face another left-handed pitcher. Kelnick's 1-for-3 tonight. Here's the pitch from Smith, and it is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1 on its way, and it is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Tossed to first by Smith, and his Isturiz is back in. His Isturiz has 3 steals and 5 attempts during his time with Tacoma. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled off into the seats on the third base side. 1-2 the count. Next pitch coming. outside with a breaking ball. 2-2. Koenig battling against this lefty, Ryan Smith. Now time called by Koenig. He's being bothered by a gnat or something. 2-2 the count. And the pitch is in the dirt, ball three. Koenig's worked a full count. Right, here's down three, so a walk would bring the tying run to the plate. And in the bottom of the seventh inning. Now the runner goes, pitch is pulled to the right side, off the glove of Mayfield, and it trickles into right, and his Turris goes all the way to third. And Koenig is aboard at first, and I'm not sure how that ball got past Mayfield. Koenig pulled this pitch on a one hop to Mayfield, who kind of had to reach across his body a little bit to glove it, and he couldn't. It went off his glove. And runners are at first and third with one out. An error has been given to Mayfield. And now Blandino is the batter. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a bouncer on the third base side. Another charge by Stefanik. His throw to first is not in time. Blandino is safe. His Turris scores. Koenig ends up at second base. It's 4-2. And the Red Ears have the tying runners on base with one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Blandino just topped this one. It trickled up the third baseline. Stefanik barehanded it. And a double clutched before throwing it to first. I don't think that really mattered, though. I think Blandino was going to beat it out regardless. It goes as an infield single and an RBI for Alex Blandino. And he is now the tying runner at first with Koenig at second, one out, and Eric Mejia the batter. There's the pitch to Mejia, and it is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0. High, two balls, no strikes. Good hitter's count here for Eric Mejia. And the pitch from Smith is swung on and popped up into shallow right. Back is Mayfield, the second baseman, and he makes the catch. The infield fly rule was in effect. And that is the second out in the bottom of the seventh inning. So two on, two out for Zach Green. Green 0-for-3 so far. And the pitch from Smith is a breaking ball over for a strike. Green hit his 10th homer of the year here on Wednesday night to tie the game in the bottom of the ninth inning. Two on, two out in the seventh, and the pitch to Green is down low. One ball, one strike. Woo! Now the 1-1 is coming. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and the Red Deers settle for one run in the bottom of the seventh inning. They draw a bit closer. Well, one run on two hits, and there was an error and two runners left on base. We go to the eighth inning. It's Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Their manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so head to netsuite.com/RBI.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2 here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Folks enjoying themselves on a wonderful Friday night here in the Pacific Northwest. New pitcher for the Red Deers, Anthony Bisevich, takes over on the mound. And the lefty is on in relief of Fernando Abad. Abad retired the side in order of the seventh. Three up, three down with a strikeout. And now Misevich is in his seventh appearance. He's allowed four runs in five and a third innings, as he was fairly recently optioned to Tacoma by the Mariners. Misevich to work on Stefanik, and the first pitch is grounded right to the second baseman, Blandino, who fields it and throws out Stefanik at first base. One pitch, one out to start the eighth inning. Misevich gets Michael Stefanik to ground out pretty sharply, but right to the second baseman. Now Joe Adell will hit. He has the big hit in this game, the three-run homer in the very first inning. And he's one for three on the night. Adell, 23-year-old outfielder. Fouls back the first pitch. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 from Misevich is outside for a ball. One pitch, up high. Two balls, one strike. Anthony Misevich, lefty out of Michigan State University, was a starter when he was with the Rainiers in 2019. So there's a swing and a miss. And then in 2020, when there was no minor league season because of COVID and they had the short major league season, that's when Misevich made the big league roster as a reliever. And he was there all of last year and for the first couple of months of this season until recently. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Adell, and it is down low, ball three. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Three, two pitch coming. Swung on and hit high in the air to center, and Wall in shallow left center makes the catch, and there's out number two. So Adell flies out, two away in the top of the eighth inning, and now Jose Rojas will be the bat. Rojas is 0 for 3 with 2 flyouts and a strikeout. In the bottom of this inning, the Rainiers have Joe Odom, Drew Ellis, and Forrest Wall due to hit. So here's a breaking ball in there for a strike to Rojas. Now the 0-1 pitch is coming from Misevich, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike two. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Rojas, and it's a fastball up high. Rojas not chasing. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 94 miles per hour on that Misevich heater. Here's the 1-2, down low with a curve. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So 2-2 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a bouncer foul on the first base side. And it is still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Misevich trying to put an end to the top of the eighth inning. Salt Lake leading 4-2. And the pitch from the lefty is coming up. And this one is just outside with a fastball, ball three. Now the 3-2. Low ball four, he lost him. Misevich walks Jose Rojas with 2 outs in the top of the eighth inning. And that will bring Jack Mayfield to the plate. Mayfield's 0 for 3 so far tonight. And the pitch is poured in there for a called strike. One is swung on and fouled away. That's strike two. So Misevich again ahead in the count. He was ahead of Rojas and eventually lost him. Now the 0-2 is coming. And this is a swing and a little tapper to the right side, and ranging over to field it is Blandino's. Throw to first is in time for the out. Got Mayfield, and that wraps up the top of the eighth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, Tacoma trailing Salt Lake 4-2. And the Bees bring in a new pitcher. It's one of the three former Rainiers they have in their bullpen, right-hander Jonathan Aro. And Aro, who also very briefly was a Mariner once, is on for his 21st appearance for Salt Lake, 1-5 with a 5.97 ERA. Usually a multiple inning reliever who's even made some spot starts this season, four of them for Salt Lake. He's in relief of Ryan Smith, who went one inning, allowed two hits and one unearned run. No walks, two strikeouts. Aro's first pitch to Joe Odom is in there for a called strike. It is 0-1. Odom 0-3 tonight with a pop-up, a ground out, and a strikeout. And Aro's pitch is a swing and a miss. At a change of pace, and the count goes to 0-2. So Odom behind at the count, no balls, two strikes, and the next pitch from Aro is a swing and a grounder foul, third base side. Up the road, Oakland still leading the Mariners 3-1. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Mariners have won eight of their last 10 games. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Odom comes up empty, going after a fastball, and one man's gone in the bottom of the eighth inning. Jonathan Aro gets the strikeout, and now Drew Ellis is the batter. Ellis 0-2 with a walk tonight. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Next offering in there for a strike, 1-1 the count. And this pitch is inside and on the hands of Ellis. He takes it for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Anytime the Rainiers can get a base runner, they'll have the tying run at the plate. They've come back in the late innings the last couple of nights. And now a swing and a foul that got the mask of Wallach, but he seems to be no worse for the wear. 2-2. And the next pitch. Swung on, bounced towards third, fielded there by Stefanik. He throws to first in the dirt and scooped in time by Rojas for the second out of the inning. First, Rojas had to scoop that throw. Then it had to be in time for the out, and Rojas was able to dig it out. And it was just in time to get Ellis. Two down, and now Forrest Wall is the batter. He's 1-3 with a single tonight. And the pitch is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 inside for a ball, 2-2. Two oh pitch inside, ball 3. Three oh pitch is called a strike, wall taking all the way. 3-1 now. And the 3-1 pitch is called a strike. Full count, 3-2. On deck is Scott Heineman. Three balls, two strikes to Forrest Wall. And he swings and fouls one out of play on the third base side. Still 3-2. And the 3-2 is a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with the off-speed pitch, and the Red Ears go in order in the bottom of the eighth inning. 3 up, 3 down. We head to the ninth. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We head to the ninth inning. Close game again between these two teams. Salt Lake leading 4-2. And they come to the plate now in the top of the ninth inning. And they're going to send up there Dylan Thomas, Chad Wallach, and Magnarice Sierra. New pitcher is Jacob Barnes for the Red Ears, appearing in his third game since being signed by the Mariners after having been released out of the major leagues by the Detroit Tigers. And Barnes ready to go to work now, the right-hander. He's a veteran, 32 years old, lots of big league time. And he's ready to face Dylan Thomas. Here's his pitch, and it is taken high for a ball, 1-0. Thomas homered in the sixth inning. That was a big hit. As now it's down and in for a ball, 2-0. At that point in the game, well, Salt Lake had been leading 3-0 until the bottom of the fifth, and the Rainiers had just scored their first run of the night in the bottom of the fifth to make it 3-1. And with two outs in the sixth, Thomas hit one out of here to right center, a low line drive that carried over the top of the wall as he fouls one into the seats now. And the count goes to 2-1. Pitch clock violation has just been charged to Barnes. And we've talked about this before, but when a guy comes down from the big leagues and they have not been in the minor leagues all year, it takes them a little while to get used to the pace of play rules here. So here's one in for a strike to Thomas, 3-2. There's some adjusting that goes on, but everyone figures it out in time. Now the payoff. Low ball four, and it's a leadoff walk for Thomas. So he heads down to first base. And now Chad Wallach will be the batter. Wallach's 0-3 with two flyouts and a strikeout tonight. And the pitch is in for a strike, 0-1. Now the 0-1 is outside for a ball, 1-1. One pitch coming. And that's lifted in the air down the right field line. A foul ball that will sail out of play and land on the grassy berm down the right field line. One and two now. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still one ball, two strikes. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and hit towards center, coming on his wall, and he's there to make the catch, and then he fires to first, and Thomas is back in. Nice running catch by Forrest Wall in right center, coming in on the ball. And his momentum was carrying him towards first, so he figured why not let a throw fly here and see if he could double off Dylan Thomas, but Thomas got back in. Sierra is 1-2 with a single and a walk, and he takes a fastball for a strike. Now a swing and a little liner that's going to get into left field, a base hit the other way for Sierra. Thomas goes to second and stops there, and Salt Lake's threatening to add insurance runs tonight, which they probably think's a really good idea considering that the Raiders have rallied in the ninth to tie the game each of the last 2 days. A Well, two on, one out for Jake Gatewood, who's 0 for 3 with a couple of strikeouts. Jacob Barnes is ready, and his pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. The count. Now the pitch is popped up, foul, and out of play down the right field line. One down low now. 2-1 to Gatewood. In the bottom of the ninth, the Rainiers have Heineman, Isturiz, and Kelnick scheduled to hit. Want to keep it right here, though, at 4-2 before that happens. Salt Lake threatening. The 2-1 swung on and fouled back, and the count's even 2-2. Even count, two balls, two strikes, two on, one out. Now the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. Coming in several steps is Mejia. He's there to squeeze it for the out. And two men are gone at the top of the ninth inning. Big out right there, getting Jake Gatewood on a fly to right field. And now Kian Wong will be the batter. Wong's 1-for-4 with a double back in the first inning. That hit extended his hitting streak to 8 straight games. Here's the pitch, and it is outside for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0, in for a strike, 1-1. Throws, and here's a chopper foul first base side. So that's strike two. Barnes ahead of the count. 1-2 on Wong with Thomas at second base and Sierra at first. Barnes is ready. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul. Still 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Barnes trying to put away Wong and see if the Rainiers can come back at the bottom of the ninth. The righty is set. And his pitch is on its way, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three, he got him. Down goes Kian Wong, and that does it for Salt Lake in the top of the ninth inning. Barnes had to battle, but he got the scoreless inning the Rainiers needed. No runs, a hit, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth, Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community,
places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and it is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 2. And Salt Lake brings in a new pitcher. Their closer comes in, Jose Marte, or at least he comes in to close this one out. He actually doesn't have any saves this year. Hard thrower, though, 0-2 with a 6.75 ERA. Scott Heineman, the batter, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. That is strike one. Marte, 25-year-old righty, has spent some time in the big leagues with the Angels. Here's his 0-1 on its way to Heineman, and it is swung on and fouled off strike two. Well, based on what happened the last two nights, the Red Ears have them right where they want them. Two nights ago, the Red Ears were down 2-1 in the ninth, and Zach Green homered to tie it up. Red Ears won in extras. Yesterday, the Red Ears were down 4-2 in the ninth, hit back-to-back homers to tie it up. Well, here's a roller to third. Stefanik has it. High throw to first. Not in time. Heineman is on, and that gets things started at the bottom of the ninth inning. Scott Heineman reaches on an infield single on a bouncer up the third baseline that was not sharply hit. Stefanik has had a number of these types of plays tonight where he had to come in on the ball at third, and Heineman reaches with an infield single. So immediately, the leadoff man is on, and the Red Ears get the tying run to the plate. Cesar Isturiz Jr. is the batter. Switch hitter hits left, and he slices one foul down the third baseline. There's strike one. Isturiz has walked and singled tonight, and he has scored a run. Isturiz is not a power threat. As the 0-1 is swung on and fouled off on the third base side, there's strike two. And Isturiz is behind in the count. Rainier's warming up Matt Brash in case the top of the 10th inning happens. 0-2 to Isturiz. Kelnick on deck. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 pitch inside, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Cesar Isturiz Jr. Rainier's down by two in the ninth. No one out, runner at first. And Marte's pitch is a swing and a missed strike three. And that is the first out at the bottom of the ninth inning as Isturiz fans Well, Kelnick's going to get a chance representing the tying run. 8 homers and 146 at-bats for Tacoma this year. Left-hand hitter represents the tying run in the batter's box. Marte is ready. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Blandino on deck. Mejia after him. Salt Lake's holding Heineman on at first. Big shift with Kelnick at the plate. 0-1 pitch, line down the right field line. Fair ball headed towards the corner. Heineman's coming to third. Kelnick digging for second. They're going to wave in Heineman. He will score. Kelnick's in at second base with a double and an RBI. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 3. Jared Kelnick doubles to the right field corner. Brings in Heineman from first base. Raiders make it a one-run game, and they have the tying runner in scoring position at second base. Alex Blandino now to bat, winning run in the batter's box. And Blandino has 2 hits that have driven in runs tonight, an RBI double in the fifth, an RBI single in the seventh. Here's a trip to the mound by Jairo Cuevas, the pitching coach for the Salt Lake Bees. He's going to go talk things over with Marte. Marte pitched a scoreless inning on Wednesday that was earlier in the game. Well, it was the seventh inning in that one. He was not involved in either of the Salt Lake Bees' ninth inning situations the last 2 nights in which the Rainiers tied the game. It was Ty Buttrey on Wednesday and Gerardo Reyes yesterday. So they've been going with a different guy each day in the ninth. Alex Blandino the batter now, and here we go. 1 out, tying runner at second, and the pitch is cued to first on the ground and fielded by Rojas, and he takes it to the bag himself for the out. Wow, Blandino, such a patient hitter, and he swung at the first pitch and hit it on the ground to the right side, and Jose Rojas turned it into an out. Well, the tying runner is at third with 2 outs, and Eric Mejia now the batter. Mejia has driven in the winning run each of the last 2 nights. Switch hitter, he bats left-handed against Marte. And the pitch is taken for a called strike on the inside edge, a slider from Marte. 0-1 the count. Now Marte is ready. 0-1 pitch coming. Outside, another off-speed pitch. 1-1 the count. Now Marte's ready. Kelnick down the line from third. Shift is on. The pitch is in there for a strike. Raiders are down to their last strike. Marte throwing 3 straight sliders to Mejia. And he's ahead of the count. 1-2. Here we go. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike 3. And tonight, the Rainiers' comeback bid comes up short. Salt Lake wins it 4-3, the final score, as the Rainiers rallied in the ninth and won the game in extras the last 2 nights. But tonight, they end up falling, getting 1 run in the bottom of the ninth and ending the game with the tying runner left stranded at third base. Salt Lake takes it 4-3, the final score. Stick around. The Tacoma Rainiers post-game show is coming up next.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Well, Salt Lake takes it 4-3, the final score. Fans sticking around for the Friday night fireworks that are going to begin here shortly. Right here fell behind right away today in the first inning. Daniel Ponce de Leon made the start. Kian Wong greeted him with a double to right field. Michael Stefanik followed with a walk, and then Joe Adell hit an opposite field three-run homer, his 10th of the year. Three batters into the ballgame. It was 3-0 Salt Lake. Not the way you want to start a game, of course, but I tell you what, Daniel Ponce de Leon shook that off. He ended up pitching quite well for the remainder of the game. In fact, he immediately shook it off. Fireworks about to begin. He struck out three straight hitters after the Adell homer to wrap up the first, and then he was rolling, cruising through the second, third, fourth, and fifth innings. And in the bottom of the fifth, the Red Ears get on the board. Salt Lake starter Jansen Junk, the Federal Way product, worked four scoreless innings, had a shorter outing today. He had not pitched in 3 weeks, and he was really sharp, allowed just two hits. In the fifth, they brought in Grant Dayton, a lefty from the bullpen. Scott Heineman hit a double, and with two outs, Alex Blandino doubled in Heineman to make it 3-1. Ponce de Leon got the first two outs in the sixth and looked like he was going to end up getting a quality start despite allowing a three-run homer three batters into the first inning. But alas, that was not to be. Dylan Thomas hit a line shot of a homer to right center field with two outs in the sixth inning, a low liner to deep right center that I was surprised carried over the top of the fence, but it did. Thomas, with his 10th homer of the year, the former Rainier, getting what turned out to be a big insurance run for his Salt Lake Bees in the top of the sixth. That put him up 4-1. Ponce de Leon allowed the four runs in six innings. The Rainier's bullpen pitched shutout baseball from that point forward. Fernando Abad, Anthony Misevich, and Jacob Barnes each delivering scoreless innings. And the Rainier's chipped away at the deficit. They got one run in the bottom of the seventh inning with an error factoring in quite a bit. Ryan Smith on the mound with one out. Cesar Isturiz Jr. hit an infield single, and then Jared Kelnick hit a one-hopper off the glove of the second baseman for an error, and that put runners at first and third. And then Alex Blandino reached on an infield single that brought in Isturiz and made it a 4-2 ball game. At that point, the Red Ears had runners at first and second with just one out, and there are 3-4 hitters in the lineup coming up, but Mejia popped up and Green struck out, and the Red Ears were unable to get any closer there in the seventh. Big scoreless inning was delivered by Jonathan Aro of Salt Lake in the eighth, 3-up, 3-down. So we went to the ninth. It was still 4-2. This has been the Red Ears inning in this series, and it almost was again today. Salt Lake brought in right-hander Jose Marte. Scott Heineman led off with an infield single. Then with one out, Jared Kelnick roped a double into the right field corner, and Heinemann scored all the way from first base. That made it a 4-3 game. Kelnick was now the tying run out at second base. The Rainiers were one hit away from tying it up, but Alex Blandino grounded out to first base, and Eric Mejia struck out, and Salt Lake was able to hang on for the victory. 4-3 was the final score. Here are the final totals for Salt Lake. 4 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. They left 6 on base. For Tacoma, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. Jonathan Aro gets the win. He is 2-5. The save DeMarte, his first. Ponce de Leon takes the loss. He falls to 4-7. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 41 minutes. The attendance, 5,459. With the victory, Salt Lake is now 36-40 on the season, and the Rainiers fall to 30 wins and 45 losses. Game 5 of the 6-game series, which is now tied 2-2, is tomorrow at 7:05, and the Rainiers will start Darren McCacken, who's been a hot hand on the mound recently, and he'll be opposed by the veteran Cesar Valdez tomorrow night at 7:05 p.m. Our pregame show will begin at 6:55. Salt Lake takes it 4-3. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Rainiers lose to Salt Lake 4-3, the final score. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners still in action. They trail the A's 3-1 going to the ninth inning in Seattle. The Mariners with just 4 hits today as they were shut down by the A's right-hander James Caprillion. Marco Gonzalez pitched well for the M's, didn't get any run support. We've seen that one before this year. But it's not over yet. The Mariners still have a chance. They've been out hit in the game 12-4, yet trailed by just 2 runs. Finals from around the American League on Canada Day. The Blue Jays played their day game, and they crushed Tampa Bay 9-2 as Vladimir Guerrero drove in 3 runs. Because of COVID and border issues and all that, the Blue Jays hadn't had their Canada Day game since 2019, so they made their fans happy today. Kansas City beat Detroit 3-2 in Detroit as Royals rookie Vinny Pasquantino hit his first major league home run, and Brad Keller tossed 6 shutout innings to get the victory. The Minnesota Twins edged the Baltimore Orioles 3-2, and they did it walk-off style with a walk-off home run from their star Byron Buxton, his 21st homer of the year. Twins beat the Orioles. And the Astros hammered the Angels 8-1 in Houston. Christian Javier with a career-high 14 strikeouts for the Astros over the course of 7 one-hit innings of pitching. Astros cruise to the win over the Angels. Yankees and Cleveland Guardians rained out in Cleveland. They're going to play a doubleheader tomorrow. In interleague play today, there were 3 matchups. Cubs hosting the Red Sox at Wrigley. And the Cubs were down 4-0 early, and they came back and won it 6-5. Christopher Morel with a big home run. The rookie for the Cubs has homered in 3 straight games. The Mets topped the Texas Rangers 4-3, getting a 3-run homer from Eduardo Escobar. And the lefty David Peterson for the Mets struck out 10 batters, a career high over 6 innings, to pick up his 5th win of the year. And one other interleague game, the White Sox and Giants are in the 9th inning in San Francisco, and nobody has bothered to score yet. It is 0-0 in San Francisco. And on the National League scoreboard, the Marlins defeat the Nationals 6-3. Brian Anderson homered, and Trevor Rogers got the win. The Marlins are 9-1 against the Washington Nationals this season. Phillies beat St. Louis 5-3 in Philadelphia. Their rookie Derek Hall, whose first two major league hits yesterday were home runs, hit another one today, and it was a tie-breaking shot of the sixth inning. And kid's hot. On the losing side, Nolan Arenado hit for the cycle for St. Louis, 4-for-4, single, double, triple, homer, drove in three runs, all of their runs. They lost the game 5-3. Braves beat the Reds 9-1 in Cincinnati behind the pitching of left-hander Max Fried, who went seven innings and allowed one run, got his eighth win, his eighth straight win, as a matter of fact, as the Braves coasted to that victory. Speaking of coasting, the Brewers just annihilated the Pirates today, 19-2. Home game for the Pirates, too. That's embarrassing. As Rowdy Tellez from Milwaukee homered and drove in five runs. He's hit five homers in his last five games. Willie Adames hit a grand slam for the Brewers. He hit three other homers as well. And Arizona defeats Colorado at Coors Field 9-3 as the Diamondbacks had homers from Alec Thomas, David Peralta, and Carson Kelly. And Merrill Kelly went seven innings to pick up the win. One NL game in progress. It is Dodgers 5, Padres 1. They are in L.A., and they are in the ninth inning. The Dodgers trying to close it out. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Tacoma, the Red Ears fall to Salt Lake. 4-3 the final. Stick around. We'll be back with more right after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Salt Lake topples Tacoma 4-3. I thought we were going to have another comeback on them in the ninth inning. Did it on Wednesday. Did it yesterday. Back-to-back games. The Red Ears were down going to the ninth and tied it up with homers. And today it was a 4-2. It was reachable. And Heinemann reached on an infield single to start it off. And then with one out, Kelnick roped that double into the right field corner to make it 4-3. And all of a sudden, the Rainiers had that tying runner in scoring position. And I thought they were going to do it to them 3 days in a row. But no, Salt Lake was able to hang on this time. Nice job by their closer today, Jose Marte. First save of the year for him. But after two different guys blew the lead in the ninth for them the last 2 days, they went with someone fresh today, and Marte got it done. So kudos to him. Salt Lake wins it 4-3, the final score. In the league tonight, El Paso beat Oklahoma City 11-8 as former Rainier Luis Liberato hit his ninth homer for El Paso in that one. Sugarland hammered Albuquerque for the second day in a row, 11-5 this time. That's five homers for Sugarland tonight, if I'm reading that list correctly. Sacramento takes down Reno 7-4 in Sacramento. And Vegas lost to Round Rock 5-3 in Las Vegas. So all the teams in the West, well, three of the five teams in the West lost, with the winners being Sacramento and Salt Lake. So Vegas still in first. Reno 3.5 back. Salt Lake 6.5 back. And Sacramento 9.5 back. Rainiers remaining 12 back in the West. All right, two more games left on this homestand. 7:05 start tomorrow, and then the July 3rd fireworks extravaganza is on Sunday. That game is at 6:05 because of the fireworks. Obviously, we have to play a night game. So those are the last two games on the homestand. tomorrow's first pitch, 7:05. Our broadcast will start at 6:55. Darren McCacken starts for Tacoma. Cesar Valdez, who's fun to watch, changeup artist, is on the mound for Salt Lake. And that, again, 7:05 tomorrow night. We'll have the broadcast for you right here on this stream. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for listening. Once again, our final score here tonight, Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 3. Have a great night.